Okay, if we get everybody's attention, please.
It's a Saturday morning in DuPont, Washington, just across Interstate 5 from Joint Base Lewis-McChord. More than 350 people in blue shirts have gathered in a local park.
Moment of silence, please.
Army Lieutenant Ben Hunter leads a weekly ritual. Members of the group call out the names of fallen soldiers, starting with the 5th Stryker Brigade.
From 117 Infantry, Sergeant Troy Tom. PFC Jonathan Yanny. Captain John Hallett.
Dozens of names later, the circle breaks up. Shoelaces are tied, maps are checked.
You'll hit to Palisades and you'll hang a right.
And then they're off, a ribbon of blue snaking through the wooded park trails, the sound of footfalls on pavement. Wear Blue, Run to Remember is a group of military families, supporters, and even soldiers who gather each week to run and remember the war dead. Founder Lisa Hallett says she first got serious about running when her Army husband went to Ranger School.
I wanted to mimic his challenge with a challenge of my own. And so I ran my first marathon. And so it's always been my coping mechanism.
No more so than after her husband John, a West Point graduate, was killed along with three other soldiers by a roadside bomb on August 25th, 2009. The news reached Lisa Hallett as she cradled their two-week-old daughter at a military family support meeting.
Did you turn it here?
No.
Right there?
Sitting in her living room with her kids playing in the background, she recounts how a commander called her out of the meeting.
There's just this panic, and we walk across this big field. We're in one building, we're going to this other building, and I'm like, tell me John's okay. Tell me John's okay.
Two Army casualty officers delivered the grim news. It was then up to her to figure out how to tell their two sons, ages 1 and 3. She drew on her Catholic faith and the advice of a child grief expert.
We sat in front of our daddy pictures, and I told them that daddy's body was hurt, and they couldn't fix it here. But God could fix it in heaven. So daddy lives in heaven now, and he's not coming back.
Then, 2 days after learning her husband wasn't coming home, Lisa Hallett called a friend and went for a run.
I remember it was a sunny morning, and it was like cruel. It was just the weather was taunting me, this beautiful Pacific Northwest day. Didn't they know my husband? My husband had just died, but I just needed to move and to feel. I needed that chance to feel, and I couldn't feel until my feet started pounding the pavement.
After that, Hallett and a group of other Army wives started meeting on Saturday mornings to go running. They wore their husbands' blue physical training shirts. More and more people started showing up, and Wear Blue, Run to Remember was formed. Last year, 23 of them ran Seattle's Rock and Roll Marathon or Half Marathon. This year, more than 100 are running, among them, Sybil Williamson.
I am the mom of, I'll probably cry, you know, but anyway, forgive me, Sergeant Patrick Williamson, and I am running in his memory to honor him, and that's why I'm doing it.
Williamson was killed in a bomb blast along with 6 other 5th Stryker Brigade soldiers and their Afghan interpreter on October 27, 2009. Sybil Williamson lives in Louisiana but found Wear Blue online. She'll run the marathon in Seattle with one of her son's close Army buddies. She says the race is a way to keep at bay one of her biggest fears.
I personally hate the fact that it's been, you know, going on, 19 months now. It seems like the longer it goes, the more opportunity that Patrick will be forgotten.
Back at the training run in DuPont, Lisa Hallett presses into her 14-mile run. Even though Wear Blue started out as a group of Army wives, Hallett wants it to be something more, a place for battle-scarred soldiers to come to remember and heal too. She notes one of the leading causes of death among active-duty military is suicide.
You just want to fix it, and I can't fix it. Men and women who've lost friends, they can't fix it. You can't go bring somebody else's life back. It's not something we can sew up. But we can live. And we can live in a positive way. And build a community of people that choose to live in a positive way and to appreciate the sacrifices that were made. You can't just walk away from this and forget.
I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.